Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we are continuing our discussion of renewing the mind, what it is, and why and how we do it. We've been talking for several weeks, and we've made the point that renewing the mind is not simply adding new information to what you already know. Renewing your mind involves a supernatural transformation of your view of reality so that you begin to see things the way they really are according to God. A renewed mind sees reality as it truly is. And we said, according to the scripture, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, we are to be transformed by the renewing of our minds so that we can prove, demonstrate, experience the will of God in our lives. There's a lot to what God's will for us is, but God's will is first and foremost that we become His sons and daughters through faith in Christ and then be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Now, when you believe on Jesus, a process of transformation begins, which will ultimately end in us being fully conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. And renewing the mind is a key part of that process. When you're born again, your spirit, the person on the inside, is united to the life in God. The uncreated eternal life in God comes into your spirit and recreates it and makes you a literal, actual son or daughter of God by birth. And it begins a process of transformation that will ultimately conform you to the image of Jesus Christ in every part of your being. Now, this week we're specifically focusing on the fact that our minds must be renewed to our true identity, what we are because we're born of God, so that those inward changes in our spirit show up on the outside and we demonstrate or express Christ-likeness to the world around us. Now, the condition of your spirit is the basis of your identity. Before you were born again, the problem wasn't just what you did, the fact that you committed sins, it was what you were. You were a sinner by birth, a sinner by nature. You were born into a fallen race, and you inherited a sin nature from great-great-granddaddy Adam. We read Romans chapter 5, verse 19 yesterday, and Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3. Romans 5:19 says, through Adam's sin, men were constituted sinners. The 20th century says the whole race was rendered sinful. And then Ephesians chapter 2 verse 3 says before we were born of God, before we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, we were by nature objects of God's wrath. That word nature comes from a word that means by natural production or lineal descent. Through our natural production, which is conception in the womb and birth into this world, we came out with a sin nature in us. It came to us through lineal descent. We inherited it from our parents, who inherited it from their parents, who got it from their parents, who got it from their parents, all the way back to Adam and Eve. But we ended up yesterday with 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. It says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. At the new birth, we receive a new nature. Because see, remember, the point of salvation is to transform sinners into holy, righteous sons and daughters of God. And a process of transformation must take place. That transformation is accomplished by the entrance of the life of God into our spirit, then into our mind and emotions, and then into our physical bodies. We are transformed by the life of God. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, let me read that out of the Amplified. It says, by means of these, he has bestowed upon us, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. By means of these, he has bestowed on us his precious and exceeding great promises, so that through them you may become sharers or partakers of the divine nature. And it's the same word used in Ephesians 2:3 that says we are by nature objects of God's wrath. Through our first birth, you were born a sinner by nature. Through your second birth, you are born a literal, actual son or daughter of God, because you become a partaker of his life. You become a partaker of his nature. Now, let me be clear. We don't become divine. It's always we're the creature, he's the creator. We don't become little gods. We become partakers of his life. At the new birth, the Holy Spirit unites us to Jesus by putting his life into our spirit. We discussed that in great detail last week. We're united to the life that's in Jesus as truly as a branch is joined to a vine. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, "But the person who is united to the Lord becomes one spirit with him." Whatever is in that life is in us now, because that life is in us. Whatever's in the life of God is in us because his life is in us. I used this example last week. If you look at a tomato vine, well, the branches grow out of the vine. They're united to the vine, and they partake of the life of the vine. The same life that's in the vine is the life that's in the branch. That's the word picture that Jesus used of our relationship with him. I'm the vine, you're the branches. And whatever's in the life that's in the vine, it's also in the life that's in the branch. I've had people tell me, I don't know if this is true, I don't have any reason to doubt it, I've had someone tell me that there is an element called zinc in tomatoes. Well, if there's zinc in the vine, there's also zinc in the branches, because the same life is flowing through each. That's the way it is with us. See, God shares his nature, his holiness, his righteousness with us by giving us his life. His life has righteousness in it. His life has holiness in it. See, that's how he makes sinners into holy, righteous sons and daughters. He changes our nature. Romans 5:19 that I mentioned a moment ago, that says through one man's sin, many were made sinners. Well, if I continue reading that verse, it goes on to say that through one man's obedience at the cross, many were made righteous. Romans chapter 5 there is contrasting the effect of Adam's disobedience in the garden with the effect of Jesus's act of obedience at the cross. That's a whole can of worms for another day. But the point is, through Adam's sin, men were made sinners. Through Jesus' obedience at the cross, men were made righteous, were constituted righteous, were rendered righteous. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Let me read that out of the 20th century translation. It says, God made him who knew nothing of sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we, through our union with him, may become the righteousness of God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20. Let me read this out of the Amplified. Paul is exhorting the people to whom he's writing to let the changes on the inside of them in their spirit show up on the outside of them. But as he writes about that, we get a detail about the new nature that we've all received. And put on the new nature, the regenerate self, created in God's image, Godlike, in true righteousness and holiness. Now that's the Amplified Bible, friends. Let me read that again and make a few comments. And put on the new nature, the regenerate self. See, when you get born again, your spirit gets regenerated. It was dead, lacking the life of God. Well, you know what a generator is? It's a power source. you get regenerated, you get new life, new juice, if I can say it that way, because God by his life comes to dwell in you and put on the new nature, the regenerate self created in the image of God. See, on the inside now, in your spirit, you've been reconformed to the image of God. Reconformed to the image of God. The process of being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ has begun. And then the verse goes on to say, put on the new nature, the regenerate self created in God's image, Godlike, in true righteousness and holiness. There's a sense in which you are made out of righteousness and holiness now, in your inward man, in your spirit. See, a holy God cannot have sinners as sons and daughters. And that's the point of God's plan, to have holy, righteous sons and daughters. Well, he can't have sinners as sons and daughters. Now, that statement freaks a lot of people out, because the first thought is, I'm a sinner. Well, if you're born again, you were a sinner. Now you're a son. You were a sinner. Now you're a daughter. You were a sinner. Now you're a saint. A transformation has taken place. See, God can't have unrighteous men as righteous sons and daughters. Unrighteous sinners can't live holy, righteous lives. Sinners by nature can't act like Jesus. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6 says, if any man says he abides in Christ, he ought to walk even as Jesus walked. Jesus is the standard for us. Well, sinners can't do it. It's like telling a cat to fly. You can scream at it, fly, you lousy cat. It can't do it. It's not its nature to fly. In order for a cat to fly, it'd have to have a nature change. Well, in order for a sinner to live as a saint, he's got to have a nature change. See, God recreates our spirit by giving us his uncreated eternal life. He changes our nature. Ephesians chapter 2, let me read that. The Amplified, verse 10, the truth is that we are the handiwork of God. By our union with Christ Jesus, we were created or born anew for the purpose of doing the good actions which God had in readiness so that we should devote our whole lives to them. That last part is the 20th century translation. But see, we are God's workmanship, created anew through being united to Jesus as truly as a branch is joined to a vine at the new birth by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the epistles, there are at least 130 statements, such as in Christ, by Christ, and through Christ, all of which are statements about what is ours and what is in us through union with Christ. The point for this week is this. The condition of your spirit is the basis of your identity. You are of God. You are born of God.
You've been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.